I had an interesting experience yesterday. It was Sunday, my day off, and I was laying around the house and getting ready to treat my fish tank. One of my rainbow fish had shown up with white spots all over it, and I'm too lazy to break out the microscope. It's packed up nice and tight for my trip coming up, and so I figured, all right, I'll shotgun them and get them cleaned up. I don't really plan to get any more fish, and if I do, I'll quarantine the individuals. And so it was time to shotgun them, and I was going to salt them and put some Protzi in the tank. And so I'm thinking the tank's 180 gallons, and I had a salt dose that was in pounds per hundred, and I couldn't remember it because I've been working with fish tanks a pretty good bit lately, and not so much in the pond area. It's the middle of winter. Anyway, so I was looking for my pounds per hundred dose, and so I went to my website and it didn't pop right up because I don't have an article that says salt dose. I have these articles that talk about how amazing salt is, and then it finally gets around to the dosing at the end. I'm not sure why they're set up that way, but I'm going to fix it. I'll have a couple articles called salt dose and salt dosing and dose salt dosing by the pound. Whatever. But I went to a dosing calculator popped up, and I thought that was really cool. I'm not getting one of those. My website doesn't make any money, and I don't have anyone to pay to do that. So we're not getting a dosing calculator. But it was funny because on the very same site offering the asset of a salt dosing calculator, the owner of the site was espousing running salt all the time. And I need you guys not to do that. It holds the fish back on a couple levels. When you get new fish or when you suspect a disease problem, go ahead, salt. But running salt all the time is going to create a situation where parasites, bacteria, other microorganisms either can't live, and that would be microorganisms you might like to have in your pond. But also, parasites and certain protozoans eventually get used to it. And then when you need salt to work, it's not going to. Also, running salt at 0.3% has a tendency to slow the growth down just a little bit. And I think the reason for that is because the fish is always working to maintain a little bit thicker than average slime coat against the slight irritant that 0.3% salt is. And if you run it higher than that, it's even worse. So I've just found that, and I think most of the high-end koi keepers would say the same thing, the folks that have been at it for a long time, is that running salt all the time is fish just don't do as well as if you ran just fresh, clean water all the time. Is there a hazard in it? No. But you lose the protective benefits against nitrites. You lose the protective benefits against parasites. There's a lot that happens with that. Anyway, that's my point, is that I'm going to do a better job of getting my salt dose right up there, but also I would like to strongly discourage running salt all the time, and it looks like there's a widening group of water gardeners that are being not being warned off against that and running salt all the time, which holds the fish and the plants back. That's all this recording is to say. Thanks.